Welcome to more coverage from the National FFA Convention. Our coverage this week, a service of the Oklahoma FFA Alumni and the Oklahoma FFA Association. The prepared public speaking contestant for Oklahoma comes from the Kingfisher FFA chapter, Tara Newton. We had the chance to catch up with Tara during the workouts this last week in Stillwater, getting ready for Indianapolis, and we chatted with her about her involvement with FFA, her speech, and what she hopes for this week in Indianapolis.
Tara, tell me a little bit, first of all, how did you get interested in pursuing the public speaking activities? In other words, you've been speaking for several years during your FFA career. What got you really interested, hooked maybe on the public speaking category?
Well, definitely in the eighth grade, my ag teachers definitely encouraged it that we at least give it a shot. We at least try public speaking. And my first contest, I was really nervous about it, but it ended up going pretty well, and I was excited, and I thought I might have a knack for it. So I continue to pursue it, and I really have enjoyed it over the past 5 years. So.
Tell me, here in 2010 in the spring, you took a speech to the state competition, won with it. You're taking it to Indianapolis. Tell me about the speech.
This speech is, it originally began in an animal science category, and it is about the use of animal antibiotics in agriculture and kind of talks about the way that the media portrays the agriculture industry and how the new legislation about limiting the use of antibiotics is going to affect the agriculture industry. So,
why this particular speech? Why this topic?
Well, actually, I was watching a episode of CBS News with Katie Couric, and she had a segment that was attacking animal agriculture and calling it a production farming and factory farming and definitely degrading towards our industry. So this kind of took me off guard, and I was kind of defensive of the agriculture industry and started researching and seeing that there was a lot of information to support our side of the story rather than Katie Couric's side of the story. So this was definitely the initial reason why I decided to do this topic.
Now, with public speaking, you've got to do not just the presentation of the speech, but you've got to defend the speech with questions, your answers to questions. What have you done to get ready for that?
Well, over the last spring, I spent a lot of time researching, getting ready for the state contest, and I was lucky enough to make it to the speak-off, and then I was lucky enough to make it to the national competition. So a lot of that research and a lot of the planning went in a lot ahead of time. About last January, I started doing research about writing the speech and different things like that. And then over the summer, I just, you know, kept up with the different topics, the new legislation that was coming out about it. And so I've just been working on memorization and continuing to study the topic.
A lot of folks in prepared public speaking say the easy part is to deliver a great speech. The real key and the thing that really separates the men from the boys and the ladies from the girls is this idea of being able to successfully defend yourself during the question and answer session. And that's the key at the National FFA Convention, no doubt. Tara Newton, hoping to do well in that category, and from the Kingfisher chapter, she's representing Oklahoma this week in Indianapolis. On the Oklahoma Farm Report in the Blue Green Gazette, I'm Ron Hayes.